One collects all the data on those who are convicted of crimes, violent crimes. The other is fed by the state police and identifies all of the gun owners in the state who have, who have regulated firearms. That includes assault weapons. But the two computers, simply to put it inelegantly, they just don't communicate with each other. They work on two different databases. And what this means is there is no way to systemically enforce the laws of the state that say that a gun owner who acquires the gun legally but is subsequently convicted of a disqualifying crime, it can be domestic violence, it can be carjacking, it can be rape, you're supposed to surrender the weapon, but there's no enforcement. And there's no enforcement because the two computers don't communicate. I've been trying to get the administration since last year to do something about this. Yesterday, the state police, for the first time, who had been stonewalling me on this issue, issued a what we call a fiscal note that says that in their belief, there are at least 110,000 Maryland residents who currently own guns that they shouldn't own. We're talking about assault rifles. We're talking about regulated firearms, but that they would immediately be identified if we were to co-join the two computers through a common program.
I think somebody looking at this might say, this seems to make sense. Why hasn't this been done already?
You know what? I got to tell you, and I know that you're not going to put this, but there's a symbiotic relationship, in my view, between the press and the politicians. The press doesn't care about these issues unless somebody gets murdered or there's a massacre. Then the press cares, and then the politicians care. I got to tell you that it is, to me, unconscionable that we could simply stick our heads in the sand and say, that's all right, we don't have 300,000. You know, I'm not talking 300 million or 3 million. I'm talking about 300,000 out of a massive budget in the state. You know, the governor is all for spending $100 million a year to subsidize the Maryland horse racing. If we do that, we're poised to do it. My goodness, can't you find 300,000 for public safety? I got to tell you that they've been stonewalling me almost since April of last year. And finally, they've admitted the nature and the extent of the problem. And the problem, frankly, I would not have estimated 110,000. I probably would have gone at half that number. But some of the data that I'm being able to see from other states like California and Virginia, which I think is moving in the same area, suggests to me that the problem may be a lot larger than I imagined.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And we will.